I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. We've been fishing for salmon up on Lake Superior, my son and I, and we're using a technique that is, well, kind of different because we're using a lure combination that I have never seen before. My son came up with it. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The lure combo that my son and I are using up on Lake Superior is one I've never seen before. He came up with the idea. He said, let's take a deep diving crankbait, and I mean a big lip, super deep diving crankbait, and let's put a spinning glow off the back end about 16, 18 inches. I said, I don't think this is going to work because I think the salmon are going to hit that crankbait and leave the spinning glow alone. He said, well, we'll never know unless we try. So we took one of my trolling rods with the line counter reel, and we put on a super deep diving crankbait, huge lip, took the treble hooks off that lure, and all we did was put a 16-inch piece of fluorocarbon line on the back eye of that lure, and to that we slipped on a spin and glow, about four beads, and then tied on a treble hook. We sent that lure down, long-lined it. We didn't put it on any boards. We didn't put it on any downriggers. Just long-lined it right out behind the boat, about 100 feet of line, and then we just waited for a bite, and we got them, a lot of bites. It was incredible. We caught lake trout. We caught salmon. Try it. I think you'll find it works for you, too. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.